This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's y'all. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number 420. Thank you for joining us exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. We had a pretty good week there. That was a lot of fun. I want to say that day one, I was picked on Monday.
It was you, yes, that's correct.
And then on Tuesday was Steve.
Correct.
Wednesday was Ted.
That's correct.
And then that was obvious.
That was Steve again.
And yesterday was Thrill, yeah.
That's exactly right.
All right.
It was good to get back into the into that world.
It was indeed.
And enjoy that.
Thank you to everybody that tuned in and voted.
Yeah, it was one of those things that we used to do. And then, you know, it was on the line, but when we were syndicated, mm-hmm. you have to remember we were in a lot of different towns, they have a lot of different laws, rules, statewide, mm-hmm. and everything else. So they
levels of acceptance.
They preferred that we not do that. so we took a few years off, and then they said, it was always a thing. And then,
they took it up the chain is what they did. Then all of a sudden it came down there like, keep in mind, we are federally licensed, so therefore we cannot, like, all right.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And 420 is Sunday. It's also Easter.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty crazy.
Hey, any Easter plans?
I will be in California.
California?
I'm going to California for the week.
All right. I will be in Mexico.
Mexico.
Although, to be fair, it is a very, very, very Catholic country. So
yeah, true enough.
I mean, they don't have around it. It ain't like here. Like, they mean it, right?
Do you think you'll be able to find a place to eat and stuff?
Not really. But the way they do it, like Christmas, Easter, at least in my experience, where we're going anyway, basically from the time you get up until about 4 p.m., there's nothing going on. There's no one on the street. Like I said, it is a very Catholic-heavy place. But at about 5 o'clock... everyone is dressed to the nines, man. All the kids come out, and it becomes like a festival. So, like, going to church on Easter Sunday in Mexico is like their equivalent of condensed Lent.
Gotcha.
Right? And then when it's done, they kind of go back to Fat Tuesday.
Are you going?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be funny.
It's like, I might do that.
I was gonna say, but it is odd. It's like Christmas is so big, and that's what I always say. Like, all right, Christmas is Christmas.
Sure.
Right? Like, stop it. Like, it's not super religious anymore. But if you are religious, especially if you're Catholic, like, Easter is the main holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's what establishes your religion, right? Like, everybody agrees Jesus was born.
Yeah.
So Christmas, everybody's got something.
Hell yeah.
But Easter is when we kind of separate from, like, the Old Testament. Like, no, he was here, he rose from the dead, now he's us.
You know what's weird, too? Crazy. In Puerto Rico, I was down there on New Year's. They have a service on New Year's.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, I mean, you want to talk about everybody just looking absolutely... I mean, quaff. I mean, I don't even know the right word for it.
They are to the nines.
You do not have these types of clothes. Like,
I mean, every single suit looked like it was custom made. You know, like they were tailored for everybody.
Oh, my.
Curves everywhere, colors everywhere, as far as the different types of clothes. But, I mean, when they dress up down there, you're talking about, like, gold wingtip shoes. I mean, it's to the nines.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Cuffs, the whole deal. Everybody is just smelling good, dude. Looking good.
Got to look right.
Hats. I mean, it's...
They do it for real. Like, there's no joke. It's not for political anything. Like, no, this is our thing.
Damn right.
Do not F with it. But then, like I said, the sun goes down, and they party like the world's going to end the next day.
Yeah. Well, sure. They're Catholics.
You know what? Yeah, that is a good point, man. And that's a blast. I mean, that's great, man. So basically, Easter Sunday, we'll kind of wait it out. And then when the restaurants start getting full, like a million kids on the street, they just close off streets. You don't need any kind of zoning. They just start cooking outside. They invite you. I mean, it's fantastic.
All right. All right, let me ask you this. Because even when I was in Africa, I took a couple pictures of, I want to say, Burger King's and Kentucky Fried Chicken's in Zimbabwe.
Things that are out of place.
Is there, you know, I've been to Mexico, but I don't think I've ever seen, like, a fast food place.
McDonald's Mexico.
Anything.
Oh, they got a million of them.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, it depends where you go. So we're going to Mazatlan, and if you go to, like, North Mazatlan, it's the idiot sector, so it's all fast food and crappy food.
Oh, no kidding.
The rest of it, it's like, man, they have their equivalents, but it's not McDonald's, not Burger King. And, like, Mexico City... Not that you find them everywhere, but there's one section of town we went to. They had the Burger Kings and the McDonald's and all this, but it's a super rich section of town. So what's crazy is my wife stopped because we see a sign for Burger King, like whatever. I walk by it. She stops me and just points through the window. Dude, it is like mahogany wood and like the booths. I mean, it's like a booth you'd find at a steakhouse. Now, make no mistake. The menu's the same.
It's Burger King.
So I'm like, I can go in here and get onion rings, a chocolate shake, and a Whopper, but I'm sitting at a mahogany table. You know, I mean... Ooh. It is insane, man. Huh. So, yeah.
Dude, my buddy, when he was in England, his neighbor, who was very rich, right, came from a super rich family. Like, as they would say, posh. For holidays, they got KFC.
Oh, yeah.
And it was considered, like, a high-class thing to do in England to get, like, KFC for, like, a holiday.
Yeah.
And I was like,
finest chicken.
So my buddy Rob, finally, he's like, this is freaking weird. Why are these rich people eating KFC? I got to go try it. It's got to be different. I said, how was it? He goes, it's the exact same thing.
Did you get fried chicken last night?
I did not. What the hell did I eat? Nah, I went home and made too many pizzas.
I went and got a fried chicken sandwich. It stuck in my head, man. So I was like, I'm going to get a fried chicken sandwich.
Boy.
Yeah, it was freaking delicious.
We had pasta alla vodka last night.
Oh, that's really good.
Damn right it is.
Yeah. Gives you that orange tint.
Yeah.
You don't taste the vodka.
Nah, I'm just laughing. You guys had like real dinner. So I went to my buddy's house, and for some reason, we had deviled eggs and quiche.
All right.
That's a lot of
brunch
eggs.
Dinner.
That I know. Because I said,
eggs.
Is there a brunch at your house tomorrow? And they're like, no, that's for us tonight. And I was like, all right.
All right. I'd be in, man.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
What are you eating on Easter Sunday?
Well, you know what I'm eating.
You're eating a ham.
I'm eating ham.
Are you taking a ham with you?
No, my buddy gets one from the butcher, then he sous vides it. It's delicious. It's like I don't know how to explain it. You sous vide this ham, it's like a ribeye. You're chasing the fat.
Oh,
it's
wow.
So good.
Okay. Really?
The way it renders, yeah. And then we'll make homemade potatoes au gratin or scalloped potatoes.
That's right.
I know. Like, you don't want to hear what I'm going to eat.
I know. I
turn your nose up at.
I do. No, I want to. I don't know what I probably will. Man, I'll tell you what. I'll eat ham if I can find it on Sunday. I will go to a place and see if I can eat Easter dinner.
You've got to be able to find Easter ham somewhere.
There is an English bar across the street from the hotel I'm staying at. So hopefully, you know.
Hopefully.
I don't know that they'd have an Easter dinner.
Right.
They might even be closed. I don't know.
No, well, English, they should be Protestants.
Yeah, so they don't celebrate Easter?
Ooh, I don't know. I just know we hate them.
Yeah, but it's the same book. You know, so I'm assuming the holidays are the same, aren't they?
They should be.
I mean, either way, if it's an English pub, they should have a Sunday roast either way.
Okay, all right, yeah. Even if it's like corned beef, does that count? Is that a traditional English or Irish or English food? Corned beef and hash? Or is that Irish?
I think that's Irish.
It feels Irish to me.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Maybe I mean, I will say, I grew up, my parents are Irish descent. Like, we used to eat ham steak and those little white potatoes out of the can all the time for dinner.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
I'm going to be in Nashville. Actually, most of the day I'm going to be on a doggone plane, and I'm going to land with just enough time to grab my stuff from the airport, get to the hotel, get checked in, get to our room, scream out, find something to eat, and then I'm going to sprint back to my hotel room and watch WrestleMania.
What,
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go to Daddy's Dog.
So what do you plan on doing in Nashville? Like, what's a place you must hit?
So the lady and I, we got into the new wave of country, and so we have definitely got to hit Luke Combs' bar.
I was going to say, how many different country-owned bars?
There's a ton, aren't there?
We got to hit Morgan Wallen's bar. We got to hit Lainey Wilson's bar. There was got to hit Dolly Parton's place.
Can you just walk in? Is there a cover in these places? I don't know.
I'm not positive, Miles. Right. I don't know.
I guess so, if there's music, maybe. In Scottsdale, a bunch of those country dudes have bars. And it's kind of like that thing, like 8 or 9, they'll start covers because they usually have bands. But during the day, you should be able to just
walk. I was going to say, they probably cover at night because they'll have music.
Sure.
I would think they're going to have music.
Yeah, we went to Luke Bryan's bar during the day. There's one bartender, right? He's a big yoked up dude. And he's just, there's one other table, but it's chicks, and he's waiting on them. But to his credit, he finally walks by and just goes, didn't even look at us. He goes, I got you guys. What do you guys want? And we go, beers and shots. He's like, on it. Disappears, comes back later. He didn't even ask us. He just brought those mini pitchers full of beer.
All right.
And it's like, I assume Jack. We were like, yeah.
Damn right, dude.
Who is this guy?
Yes.
We were like, how'd you know? And he's like, look at you guys. Look at the bar you're in. Like, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you already,
right. Have you scoped out restaurants and shit like that?
Yeah, for the most part, she more so than I, because I'm the kind of guy that can just, I can find something to eat no matter where it is that we go. So, and putting it on her. Wherever she wants to go, we'll go. I will likely find something that I can, I want to drink something, I want to eat something fantastic.
Is there a famous Nashville chicken place, or is that just everywhere?
I don't know, Miles, to be honest. I
do want to try Nashville chicken.
Right, yeah. I want Nashville hot chicken, and I want Tennessee barbecue while I'm there. Like, those are my only two things that I wanted to make sure that she found. I think she found a couple places that look good to her, so we'll go and check those out. But
you should get a hot brown too.
A hot brown. What is a hot brown? I've heard of it, but I don't remember what
it's
it
super
is.
Super famous for the Kentucky Derby. It's like a little skillet. It's got like thick cut turkey. Ooh. I want to say potatoes, like some gravy, then like tomato slices on top.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's Memphis style barbecue all over Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll be dead honest with you. I know Memphis is famous for their ribs. I'm not sure what Tennessee style.
I don't know either.
Would be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
I think they've gotten rid of that stuff. Now you go to a barbecue place in North Carolina and they're serving brisket.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
cross-pollinating in the barbecue world.
Yeah.
Then we're all totally going to be back on Monday to do the show next week.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we will be.
All right. I'm going to be hammered next Monday.
But, Joel, we're going to take a much-needed vacation. Thank you, by the way, for everybody who came to Muckleshoot
on that
Saturday.
That
was a blast.
Yeah, man.
That place is kick-ass.
That was great.
It was good seeing everybody who stopped by. So that was awesome. We'll do it again. We've got more crap coming up. More world tour stops, and we'll let you know as we get closer to those. So
yes, sir.
We're out of here. Thank you for joining us exclusively on Odyssey on the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Yes.
Peace!
For a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.